One that just sounds like a video game for 10 yeah. seconds. It sounds like Frogger. Remember Frogger?
Yeah.
Straight up Frogger.
Straight up Frogger. It's Em and Harley on Today FM for telstra.com.au and APS Psychologist, to train to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. And on that note, joining us now for some free therapy. And today literally is free therapy for Harley and I. Dr. Richard Chambers.
Hey, Richard.
Thank you.
Welcome in.
Thanks, Dr. Richard.
And not for you, but for your kids.
My kids.
Yeah.
So, I've been having this issue with my youngest, and Harley's eldest and my youngest are very similar spirits in that they're not as strong as other kids in traditional maths and English and, you know, writing and spelling, but they're both very creative.
So creative geniuses.
Yeah, they are. And his son, Leonard's incredible.
You say creative, I say loose unit.
And I had Odie, because the problem with schooling now, always has been, it's just assuming that all kids are the same smart.
Yeah.
So she's coming up short in areas that they're measured and rewarded, maths, English, science.
Yeah.
And so she said to me the other night, and it was really upsetting, she said, "Oh, I know I'm dumb," and I said, "What? You know,
It's a hard thing to hear come out of your kid's mouth, isn't it?"
I said, "All we do is positive affirmations. Like, this kid she's joy wrapped in sunshine." And she kind of said it matter-of-factly. And I said, "What makes you think you're dumb?" And she said, "Oh, I'm in the special English group and I'm in the special maths group. I need help." And I said, but you're amazing. But how do I re-steer that? What do I do?"
Well, what's her passion? What does she love?
Drawing art. Drama, music. But those things aren't recognised or rewarded in schooling. And often they're the first things to go.
Yeah, it's true.
So, she had to give up her language classes, which she loved, to do extra maths and English.
Yeah. Look, later on in schooling, of course, you know, end of schooling and then maybe in university, of course, like performance arts and stuff become huge.
Yeah.
You know, and kids really find their calling. But I guess...
She's in grade five.
No, and it doesn't have such a big profile, does it?
Nah, and NAPLAN testing is so much anxiety for her.
Yeah.
So how do I boost her confidence?
Well, I guess obviously focusing her on her talents is going to be big and helping her to feel good about that. Because, I mean, anything we love, we naturally engage with fully and we get good at.
Yeah.
So I guess on one hand, you want to be boosting that. On the other hand, perhaps teaching her to focus a little bit so that she can get through... maths and English.
See, that's a good one for Harley and I.
Yeah.
Focus is an issue for our kids.
Well, because that's
right?
The thing. I was going to ask a similar question, but I have no doubts where my boy's talent lies. It's certainly in performance, entertainment, left of center ideas.
Our kids have ended up like that.
Right. But what I do, and even though I'm not a huge fan of the normal schooling system, I am identifying that he does need to stick at something and just sit down and focus for just a moment. I mean, yesterday, because we arrived in Queensland where all of his cousins are, he's so excited. And, mate, I couldn't get him off the ceiling. I just wanted him to focus. And that's kind of an everyday thing with him, is just to go, "Okay, mate, I know you want to do that, but now you've got to sit here and do this."
Yeah.
And that's
so
the challenge.
It's just the reality, isn't it? English, got to do it all the way through.
Mm.
Yep. Math, I think you have to do it at least until year 10,
year 10,
maybe year 11. Exactly. So on one hand, focus them on their talents and help them to feel good about that. On the other hand, just talk to them about the reality of schooling and this is what you have to do and how are we going to make this as least painful as possible.
Mm.
And two things, focusing definitely, and also getting unstuck from those negative thoughts that you were talking about, Em. That stuff that kids naturally start to think, they're narcissistic kids. They make the world about them for good and bad. And so if things aren't working, it's like, "I'm bad, I'm a problem, I'm a dummy."
Yes.
So, you know, I guess, just coming back to something really simple like mindfulness, like using an app like Smiling Mind, I helped to make this app.
You did. We want to talk about Smiling Mind. And lovely segue into plugging your own product. Perfect.
I get
very good.
It's
a free app, so I get exactly 0% of $0.
It is a good app.
It's a good app, isn't it? 2 million users now.
Yeah.
About 10,000 schools. And the reason it's so good is we designed it for kids.
Yes, you did.
So young kids from 7 and up, although I've heard of kids as young as 4 or 5 using it. And, you know, little meditations, like a minute, 5 minutes, using a lot of imagination, teaching them to focus.
Yeah.
and to notice their thinking and put those judgmental thoughts yep. on a bubble and send it out into the universe.
And I love that because that's a creative way of doing it.
It is.
And if you can teach kids mindfulness as young as 10 or for you, 7, Hales, I think
yeah.
using our kids' creative side of their mind to
and
help
And your
them,
kids sound quite creative.
They are. But yeah. Smiling Mind is something Scott, every night, he lays down with Odie after her and I've read a story. He'll take her upstairs. And they lay and they do Smiling Mind every night. And she really loves it now. And yep. She's got a busy mind. And that's But it's a creative way to teach him. But I never thought to tell her to separate the actual act of spelling from her own self. So it's a really good
super,
for language.
Yeah, super important. Yeah. And I'll be focusing on that. Helping her just to notice them as thoughts.
Okay.
Here's that thought again, that judgmental thought about me, yeah. that I'm a dummy. Okay. Mm. What if that were just a thought? What if I didn't make it real? What if I just went, oh, there's that thought again, and maybe in my imagination, put it on a leaf, float it down the stream,
yeah.
put it in a bubble, send it off into space, whatever. Breathed it out as purple.
So she'd get
rain,
distracted on where the bubble was going. Who would adopt the bubble? Would it have bubble children? would the bubble have a twin sister?
But at least she's not caught in that thought.
No.
Right? And of course, at the same time, she's learning to focus. And
yep.
that's something else you could say, look, let's just do a little bit of training, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes every day.
That's
train
so good.
Your attention. We'll try to make it fun, but it's something that you've got to do so you can get through English,
yep.
so you can get through maths to year 10. And then...
Gone.
And you can do what you want.
So true. Well, thank you. That's actually, you've really helped me today. Sometimes I sit here and pretend to be helped, but you've really helped me.
It's good to know I've changed your life today.
No, you have actually. You've changed the life of a 10-year-old. And you guys, truly, Smiling Mind is a free app that Dr. Richard did help to. We joke, but it is free and it is genuinely, it's lovely. And it does sound like you, but it's not.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. It sounds like your voice, exactly.
A professional voice actor who sounds the same as me reading out my words on an app freaks me out, man. I can't listen to it.
APS psychologist trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. Thanks, Dr. Richard.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks.